This is RSB in the Update, episode 192, recorded Thursday, February 19th, 2009. The Generalized Answer. Hello, everybody, RSB in the Update, which I'm sure you all know because you chose to subscribe to it in iTunes or you clicked the little download button. In that case, if you haven't subscribed in iTunes, please subscribe already in iTunes. That'll make us happy and that'll make Brad laugh like a 12-year-old girl.
No, Shane's just spent the entire 10 minutes before we began recording laughing for no apparent reason. Psychopath.
Well, that's good, because that's how you relieve stress, I guess.
Well, maybe that's why I'm so stressed, because I don't laugh.
Yeah, you should laugh. It's good for you. Like there's times, like, late at night, if something remotely sort of not even funny happens, I'll break out into laughing.
Well, you were laughing at practically nothing just now.
I know, that's what I do at night for some reason. But anyways, yes, I think we should get going on this quasi RuneScape update that we have this week, seeing as our updates that were scheduled for this week aren't coming out until next week for various technical reasons they cited in their news post. So we have some questions to talk about. This time they're answering questions and we're analyzing them from Mark and Andrew. Doesn't that sound like a good combo name, you know, Mark and Andrew?
It sounds like two very common names.
But it sounds good when you say them together.
Why don't they just call them Mandrew?
Oh yeah, that's good. That's a good point. Okay. So the first
From now on we will refer to them as Mandrew.
Actually, on the last season of The Amazing Race, there's a team called Dan and Andrew and they became known as Dandrew.
They stole my idea.
No, you stole theirs, but anyways.
No. Back to this.
Wilderness and real-world trading, Q&A. These questions were taken from the thread and given to Andrew to answer. So as to be expected, as we talked about last week, the first question in the topic was about the wilderness. So the first question here is, why did you remove the wilderness? I think it's a fairly obvious answer to this one. They say, I didn't want to change the wilderness, but unfortunately there really was no choice. It was either a case of doing that or suffering even worse consequences down the line, which I agree
with. No, it was a case of Jagex losing a bit more money and them learning to not cry about it.
But they had said if they had kept it, they would have probably gone bankrupt.
Oh, whatever, that's bullshit.
So, I don't know, I think that removing the wilderness was a good thing, now looking back on it. Even though I said back when it first happened, it was a little like the nuclear bomb, but I do have to say that it has worked quite well now.
How does it work quite well?
Well, it got rid of real-world trading.
They could have eliminated that in other ways. You agreed to that in the show's
following.
They could have come up. Come on. You can't ask me how would they have got rid of it because I'm not the inside there.
Exactly.
I don't have the data they have. I don't have the information. I wouldn't know how they could have got rid of it, but there probably could have been ways which they could have eliminated it over a period of time rather than just nuking it. What they've done, in effect, is they've moved the whole sequence of the game back at least, I would say, a year or two because they removed a big aspect of the game and they're having to slowly put it back through other updates.
Well, it is now with the PvP worlds.
Yes.
And that was back in about 8 months. So
it put them back 8 months. That's still not good.
But we still got quests and stuff during that time, so it's not like there's no updates during that time, you know?
You're not understanding what I'm saying. I'm just going to stick my head in a fucking window. forget it. Let's move on. Sorry, what are we talking about?
The wilderness ones. The next one is, would you classify removing the wilderness the mistake? So, once again, this is something that's objective,
That's a stupid question for them to answer, because there is no way that a company like Jagex you know, a company we know like Jagex is going to admit to any fault. Like, they're going to step back and say, maybe we could have done something differently. They would never, ever say that. Right. Are we going through all these questions?
I don't know. Well, we're not reading them all, but, you know, we're just reading the question, and we're definitely not reading the answer. And then here's the next one. Any chance you guys can admit to ruining the game by removing the wilderness and adding the trade limit? Then, once again, see answer above. I don't believe we ruined the game.
It's the same thing. They are never, ever going to put their hands up.
But what if he ruined the game? I don't think he did.
Of course he doesn't. Nobody from Jagex or no high-up sort of personnel figure who's representing the company would ever hold their hands up and go, we made a mistake, maybe we could have done it slightly differently, maybe we could have done it in a way that would have had better outcomes. They just would never do it.
But it's not a mistake if Andrew believes it's not a mistake because it was something that he concocted, and if it appears to work, then therefore it's not a mistake.
Oh, that's rubbish. You can't say that. You can't say, well, I made... It's like, right, using a real-world example, when the whole thing about the Iraq War went down and the weapons of mass destruction, the British Prime Minister at the time, Tony Blair, afterwards, after it had all come out that there were never any credible evidence for existence of weapons of mass destruction, all he had to say was, we made a decision based on the best evidence available at the time. There was no evidence available at the time. There was no basis for making a decision like that. So you can't go back and say, well, I thought I was doing right, therefore I did right.
Well, the U.S. did have weapons inspectors there that were probably paid to say they were.
Oh, come on, Shane. It was in the media. There was no credible evidence to suggest the existence of weapons of mass destruction.
I know. I don't know why we're talking about Iraq, but...
Because it relates.
Okay.
Just because Andrew thinks something is right for the game, it doesn't mean it is right in a larger scale.
Are you going to bring back the Wild? Then, of course, the obvious answer is the Wild still exists.
That answer just...
That's a great answer.
No, it's not. It's completely dodging the question.
It's a great answer.
He obviously knew what... the intent of the question was not, is the wilderness still north of Edgeville? Everybody knows that. The obvious intent of the question was, will you ever be returning the wilderness to its former glory and use as a player versus player zone? Well, he knew it when he read the question.
I think that's
an obvious
answer. No.
Exactly. It's no. Because...
So therefore, he should provide some sort of weird answer to this guy. Like, of course it still exists because the guy's an idiot for asking it.
No, he's not. He's an idiot for being, for dodging the point.
No. But one thing I do want to say is I don't see what the problem is, because the wilderness now can actually still be used for PKing. You just have to go north of Edgeville, you know?
Yes.
So that was actually something they were thinking of suggesting in this questions topic, having certain PvP worlds where north of Edgeville you can do PvP, but... in the rest of the world, you can't. They think they're actually working on implementing that. So, that should be interesting, because then it'll just be like how it was before, right?
Yes, but again, it set them back an awful lot of time, which they could have been used to peddle better content, not redesigning either their mistakes or to repair a decision that was too heavy-handed in the first place.
I think it's okay. We can skip the next one. It's just about being strong to resist real world traders.
It's basically lots of, they've really, you know, selected these questions.
Then there's some other guy back, this one, bring Wildy back, it hasn't stopped real world trading at all, but the guy can't even type with proper grammar. I wouldn't have even answered that if I was picking questions. And then once again, somebody asking if real world trading actually helps RuneScape, because it brings members in, but then it also has the credit card fraud problem.
No, we know it doesn't, because they told us when they originally removed the wilderness that it harmed it because the gold farmers used stolen credit cards, blah, blah, blah.
Which is bad, which is even worse than what's going on in-game. Actually, that's illegal on an international level, credit card fraud.
Well, yes, fraud is illegal, yes. Nobody would argue that.
Yeah. Then what propositions have you got for changing the trade system? This is interesting, because they say there's nothing huge planned at the moment, but we will, of course, be keeping an eye out for ideas on how to make it better. Which is something they could do, actually, if I do say so myself, because right now, if you trade using the regular trade system, that price isn't counted in the grand exchange. So.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't know why it's like that, but it really should be, you know? Like, does it make
it's
sense?
It's not like here? That would be a difficult thing to do on
I
their
know.
End, is it?
Because if you're buying, like, a huge selection of items and you're going to obviously affect the price of it, why is it fair that you can go through the trade system and not have the median price change, you know? So, that's my issue with the trade system, primarily. Other than that, I think it's fine. Even with the item lending, that was a good feature, which should have actually came out before the railroad trading. Like a safe way to send items. But anyways. Oh yeah, this is that one I mentioned about PvP only in the wilderness. Oh yeah, here's another funny question. Is there a way to swap money from one account to another and not break rules?
Yes, questions like that are fairly dumb.
See, that's like the other kind of grammatical thing. Like, you know, like I applaud him for answering that. The person's name, by the way, was Examine Nut.
Examine Nut.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good name.
Then they say, then there's a question about the 10% plus 5 level scheme for the PvP worlds. They say they did this so that they would make the wilderness more dangerous than the actual areas for PvP, because you know the wilderness still has the plus 50 if you're in level 50 compared to just the 10% plus or minus 5. So,
yeah.
So that's interesting that they say that. See, that's to keep the wilderness dangerous, which is in line with what it was before. So, another, bring back the old staking rules. Unfortunately, we can't. Will we? Oh yes, here's a good one. Will we ever be able to give our friends presents again? Then of course, this is another answer that, you know, you'll probably disagree with, but it's sort of like one of stating the obvious, you know. Well, you can absolutely already give your friends free small presents, but not huge ones. The assist system was also intended to be a way people can help their friends. I'm looking for more ways that people can help and surprise each other, as long as it can't be abused. One idea I'm currently mulling over is a way we can let our players organize in-game events that give prizes to the winners. I've got a few ideas on how we might do this, but it needs more thought yet. You know, that'd be great if they could do that, you know?
Yeah, but it'll probably take them a long time since we got promised the lending system, and that took a long time for it to finally make its way.
See, my idea with that kind of thing where we share the items like that is that we could use that on the show for contests and everything, and we could give like random prizes away and stuff, so I think that'd be fun. So I'm kind of hoping that comes out, because it would add a whole new element of player interaction into the show.
Yeah, I think saying with the giving presents to friends, surely they, in an attempt, this might move RuneScape slightly more towards a social network. But shouldn't you better tag people as friends in a way other than the friends list? I'm not sure how this would be security, and obviously it could potentially be open to abuse. But surely you might have an extended trade limit with your friends or something like that. Obviously, there have to be ways for it to be policed so it wouldn't just be abused and gold sellers couldn't use it for a way to exploit it. But surely there's got to be
You could pay a yearly premium of $50 a year in order to get a platinum-style friends list in which you can only trade with those kind of people.
Or no, you simply have an extended trade limit.
Yeah, that's what I mean, with those people on your list that also have platinum. So,
something like, I don't know, I don't like the idea of cost.
I'd be willing to pay another $50 a year for more features, which is something they should do.
They need a system whereby you can sort of, you can trade openly with people or give people things, but obviously there needs to be some system to prevent it being abused, and I'm not sure what that would be right now.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go on to Mark's questions now. So, do you have any favorites? Do you want to start off with, or should I go through my list first?
No, I don't have any favorites.
Did you look at them for favorites?
Yes, yeah, so I looked at them for favorites, but they're all pretty boring.
Okay. Well, the first one I'm going to point out is our very own Alex43 and former events crew posted one and got answers. It says, in the forums, there should be a checkbox next to posts that are checked when a member of JAGX has read them, so that player doesn't have to keep bumping or duplicating posts or attention for attention without purpose. His answer was, good idea. Which, you know...
That's a great answer. That is a really, really good answer.
He had no idea how many of these he said, good idea or okay to, but, you know, like...
That's just, you know, that's...
He also said...
If you're going to answer questions, actually, you know, answer them.
There was another two questions in here about making the forums free to play, and his answer to both of them was okay. And in the news post for this, Southrend highlighted those, and it said it scares him.
This guy really can't answer questions when the majority of his answers are, you know, just really, really sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Really
general? Vague?
Yes, really, really general, really non-specific, really. Yeah, okay.
Then the next one is from Arch for Me. What deodorant do you use? Then his answer, men's deodorant. Another one, if you are the CEO, what does that make Andrew and Paul Gower? Happy.
See, you know, this whole openness thing with, you know, JAGX, I appreciate and applaud the fact that they're trying to be more open, but it's probably a good idea not to be open with your players when you are an asshole. If you're closed off...
He's not an asshole.
He seems it from his answer. So does Andrew, really. I mean, you know, if you're an asshole, the best plan is probably to be quite closed off and not to be so open. Because, it is better to remain quiet than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. And if, you know, JAGX's way of coming across the community is that, you know, they're assholes, it's just going to make them more unpopular.
Another one, what's going to happen to Mod Andrew? Nothing. We like him a lot.
The game wouldn't bloody exist without Mod Andrew, would it? I wonder how much of a day-to-day hands-on role Andrew has with RuneScape. I should have asked that question.
Yeah, I wonder if
you know,
still
all the
can.
Things you hear from like the past is like Andrew's like the main guy who codes everything in and stuff. Surely he would have hired some subordinates to do that for him.
I think he still maintains an active role on the engine and the general idea as to how the game should work from a technology standpoint, you know?
Hmm.
Yeah, I guess. Next one, another one from Pierre Spling, will JAGX finally embrace its fan communities? Yes, 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 yes.
I'll see it when I believe it.
You know,
I'll believe it when I see it, not I'll see it when I believe it.
You know, that's something interesting, because I've always wondered if they do know of the podcast, because that hair incident was just too coincidental, you know?
I don't know. If they do, they probably all hate me at JAGX offices, which is fine, because the feeling is completely mutual.
And love me because I support their... Cause I support
yes,
their,
love you because you support them more. Unconditionally, like, you know, idiots who support dictators. People like you are the reason Adolf Hitler came to power.
But sometimes a dictatorship is good if the dictator's nice.
Yes, exactly, but name me one dictatorship where the dictator has actually had the
support of
welfare
the people?
Of people and the state.
That guy in Venezuela just got elected.
Hugo Chavez.
Yeah, he just got his term limits removed in a public referendum.
Yeah, I read about that. You really think... I don't believe there's any... The dictatorship breeds the sort of people who, you know, willing to cling on to power as long as they can, like Robert Mugabe in Zimbabwe. I mean, yeah, he sort of signed away a bit of his power now to Tsvangirai, but you can... That's the sort of situation you get.
I've been equated to Mugabe before.
Yeah.
I don't know what you were equated to, but anyways.
I wasn't obviously equated to anything, but I think it's really funny that whenever something kicks off around the RSBNB forums and, like, people throw their toys out of the pram, people have Shane down as the really evil and scheming one. Out of me and Shane, people think Shane is more evil than I am. That's... I must be nicer than I think I am.
Anyways, like, people thought you were behind Sig of the Week, too.
They thought I was behind... people, it's been like that. When Design Crew was moved, everyone was like, oh, it was Brad, MQ, and Creepy. They got it removed. Every time something's removed, people just... people expect it to be me. I didn't even know. As I posted in the topic, which they probably neglected to read, I didn't know about Sig of the Week until I actually saw the topic. Something to do with me.
Well, I was going to tell you beforehand on the show, but that was the week you had to disappear.
Yeah, it's not like it's big news anyway.
Anyways... Okay, back on topic. As an older player suffer prejudices of the younger player, service for older players would be good. Answer: we agree. We are working on this at the minute.
No rubbish.
That's a good idea.
How are they going to gauge age?
Well, by account age. So say.
Well, I don't think they meant people who've been playing the game longer. I think they meant to be players who are older.
Well, there's no way to guarantee real age then, is there? The only way is to do account age.
And I reject any sort of claim that just because you're older means you're less likely to be an idiot. There are plenty of young people who are perfectly sort of capable of holding themselves and not being idiots and able to have a decent conversation. Admittedly, there probably are less of them, but there's still some, and there's probably plenty of older people who are right. Idiots. You can't judge people by their age.
Another one I wanted to point out was I had also noticed that the only subscription the Jagex channel has, the YouTube channel, is to a very popular player, Zezima. I feel this is unfair due to the fact that his videos have no effort in it and have little talent, only receiving views due to his popularity. Maybe you could help the unpopular RuneScape players on YouTube who put good videos out. This is a great idea, and I would be keen to progress it further.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what Mark said.
Why do they keep giving out... I honestly think that is a bit of a stupid question, because I don't believe Jagex actually want to pay anybody to watch people's RuneScape videos. Okay, but... you know, that's probably taking the whole thing of community integrated too fast, but why would he even say, you know... I don't get it.
Okay. That's the last of the questions I have highlighted, but I just want to say something in regards to all of them. It's nice that they're doing this, but everything they say good idea or okay to isn't going to be able to happen, you know? And eventually there's going to be some people complaining as to why their question, which they said good idea, we are working on this, is happening, you know?
So. If you're going to take questions, you've got to give serious answers, not just yeah. I'd rather he answered, you know, a fraction of the questions he answered, but gave much more full and descriptive answers.
Okay. We actually have a poll that just appeared in the time that we were answering those, so once again, it appears they're trying to cause problems with us. So,
shall I load it up?
Yeah, load it up and see what you can do. It's about achievement diaries. I'm just taking it right now. Okay, dokie. Let's see what we got here. Achievement diary tasks and so you have to you're given a whole bunch of questions and you have to calculate whether it's beginner, easy, medium, or hard. Okay.
Load faster, damn you.
Easy. Teleport to Trollheim. Easy. Defeat a gargoyle. Easy. Kill a cow with an oak longbow. Easy. Or beginner, I mean.
I'm a second. Okay, you go through your answers and I'll go through. Don't know because I haven't done many.
Oh. Well, it has levels next to it, so and you know your level, so you should be able to.
I'll go. Please plant a white berry bush. Requires 59 farming.
I wasn't finished.
Well, I'm going through. You obviously know them because you've done a lot of achievement diaries. Whiteberry bush, 59 farming. That's probably between medium and hard. I don't know. Jagex seemed to... Okay, I'll go with medium. Teleport to Trollheim requires completion of Eggers, Kyogre, medium as well. Defeat a Gargoyle, level 31st layer, that'd be hard. Kill a cow with no longbow, beginner. Craft a Sapphire Ring, level 20, that's easy. Pickpocket a hero, that's hard. Summon a Thorny Snail, that would be easy. Claim 84 free buckets of sand. I'll give that medium. Cook a meat pizza for whatever cooking, easy. Use a pitfall trap, that'll be easy. Complete a lap of the Ape Atoll. Okay, that'll be medium. No. Yes, medium.
Yeah. I actually agree.
You agree on all those answers?
No, not the farming one, of course, but
the farming one is medium.
It's easy.
No, okay, another reason why you'd be kind of dealing with it, you've got to look at this with an objective eye. You can't go, well, I've got 99 farming.
Well, I would
so
look at an objective eye if I was asked to, but this is a poll, so I'm giving my opinion. Sounds like you're having problems.
No,
anyways,
I'm fine.
Let's
You've
go
got to look at
answers.
An objective eye. That is not easy. The majority of people would not have 59 farming. But then again, it's not very hard, so it's medium. And the majority of people agree with me.
Teleport
Only
to
399 people agree with you.
401, actually.
Well, it's already gone up the time. Still, the vast minority.
Teleport to Trollheim. Edgar's Ruse, that I said medium on that. That's 55%.
Yeah.
Defeat a Gargoyle, I said medium, 82% say hard. What'd you put?
Yeah, see again, you were wrong. Kill a cow with no longbow, beginner, I said that, they agree, 85%. Craft a Sapphire Ring.
Beginner.
68% easy.
Oh, I said beginner. What'd you say?
I said easy. It's not beginner because you're not allowed to have 20 crafting when you just begin the game. Pickpocket a hero, 80 thieving hard, 89% agree with me. Shane probably said medium.
I said hard.
Summon a Thorny Snail requires level 13 summoning. That's easy. It's not beginner because it's not a free-to-play skill, and very few people would start this game straight off as members. Claim 84 free buckets of sand from Bert requires completion of hand in the
beginner.
Sand. 84 is quite a lot.
84 is the thing you get once a day, so you just have to do hand in the sand quest.
That's medium.
Yeah.
Meat pizza, I actually said easy for that because I don't think 45 cooking
would
be that.
Yeah, I said easy as well. Yeah.
But the majority disagree. Use a pitfall trap to catch a spined Larupia. I said easy for that.
Yeah, me too.
Hunter. Complete a lap of the... That is really close. Did
That's
you say
weird
hard
that
or
it's
medium?
Tied. I said medium.
I said medium as well. Because it's only 48 agility.
But probably it should be hard because you have to do a Monkey Madness quest.
Hang on a second. Monkey Madness means it should be hard? When
no,
people
no, no,
have, like...
You also have to do Monkey Madness and you also have to do the part of Recipe for Disaster. In relation to that.
What, to get on the Ape Atoll agility course?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
But I said medium, so... I can see why people say hard.
Yeah,
but anyways, interesting poll this week. I think that's a good one.
It's probably obviously trying to gauge how the community views.
Yeah,
achievement
but
diaries
I've done all the achievement diaries in the past, and they're not that hard. I think the hardest one was the Sears Village one because you had to go down, kill mithril dragons, and you had to run through Waterbirth Island and stuff. I found that one hard because of that purpose alone. Then I'd say the second hardest was Karamja, and of course the easiest was Leverage Drainer. So, yeah. I don't know, I like the achievement diaries. If I had to pick between a quest or achievement diary, I'd pick a diary.
Yep.
Anyways, yes.
Let's save their lives.
What?
I said that's because Jagex can't do a good quest to save their lives.
Yeah.
Some questions?
Yeah. I think the last good quest was Wolgothic Sleeps. Anyways, on to questions. Yes, you want to read the first one?
I have two questions, guys. One, I'm a non-member, and I'm wondering how I should train my runecrafting at 50. I'm currently 22. What's the best way to free-to-play train runecrafting?
The best way to free-to-play train runecrafting is either going to be to go play... Or no, never mind. You don't have 50 runecrafting yet. I was going to say Great Orb Project. The best place, I think they still exist, is World 16 Airs. If I do remember that they still exist, that's the best place to train free-to-play runecrafting. Otherwise, what I did to train free-to-play runecrafting was I just started out at the air and then mined and then worked my way up to the fire.
I don't think there's a set-in-stone speedway to level this thing.
I think the quickest way would be World 16 Airs, if that place
still
exists.
Can you use dueling rings in free-to-play? No, you can't, can you?
No, that's only members.
Yeah, right.
See, I was members when I got my runecrafting done, so that's why I'm sort of like that. Oh, yeah, you can. World 16, running air runes. So, yeah, just go to World 16 and run air runes. I think they still have a topic in the runes forum, so check that out.
Hang a second. If he wanted the experience, wouldn't have to be he would have to be one of the crafters.
Yes. But that's what you do. You just go there, sign up, bring your one load of essence, and then you do need to provide essence back to them, I think. So it's quick XP once you get started, but it gets really quicker once you get to level 60 because you actually start making profit then. You don't lose money. So check out World 16 Airs. Otherwise, just work on your own. Craft the best rune you can. That's the quickest place to get to. So,
next part of the question. How should I train money? I'm currently 47. Iron?
Yeah, I'd say iron since you're not a member. Power
and
mine iron
it,
somewhere.
Bank it.
That's right. Another thing you could do if you wanted profit would be to mine coal, but
that would be slower. Never mind.
Yeah, I was going to say at the coal tracks, but there is no coal tracks in free to play. So, yeah, definitely iron. So just find a vacant iron mine, drop, etc. That'll
keep up the British show. That question is from our friend Gangai 123.
1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 S. Hey guys, great show in RuneScape. If you were to turn into a mythical creature, what would it be? Keep up the good work. That's from Emerald Cap.
Evil turnip.
Why do you want to be an evil turnip?
I don't know. I'd like to see what it'd like to be Shane. Live as a vegetable. Broom. That was good. No, seriously. I'd probably like to be a dragon of some sort.
Okay.
Not the king black dragon, because everybody would kill me.
Yeah, daily. You'd have three heads.
Yeah, I don't fancy three heads. I'm happy with one. I'd probably be a red dragon, because they have a pretty color.
Okay. Pretty color. So pretty colors. Well, if we're going on that scheme, then let me be a blue dragon, just not a Taverly, because that's where they all get killed. But
yeah,
I don't know, mythical creature.
And she could be a wonderful unicorn.
No, thank you. What if I was the phoenix and I could fly around anywhere I wanted rather than being stuck in that cave?
Maybe.
Maybe. Let's go with the phoenix or blue dragon, since we're on the theme of pretty dragon colors. Thank you, Emerald Cap. Unless you count being some form of a super farmer, a mythical creature.
Anyway, next question. Recently, whilst playing RuneScape, I was lucky enough to obtain a red bird's egg while I was training woodcutting. A drop I've been hoping for a long time. I really, really want Tatsu Taking to a Zamorak Hawk, but have neglected ever training my summoning level. I don't know where you stand on training summoning, but I was looking for some advice on raising my level to the necessary point, level 70. Bearing in mind, my current level is only 21. I was also wondering where best to obtain charms, preferably gods. I exhausted my current supply. Okay, let's answer that first.
Okay. So, the best way to level your summoning is to work with crimson-based familiars. That's the quickest way of doing it.
But you've got to grind charms first, haven't you?
Yeah, you got to do that. And the best place to do that is water fiends, necrails, fire giants, those kind of places. So that
would be the most boring part, is grinding and then getting all the second ingredients.
That's right.
So but from 21, what would be a good way to level from 21?
Oh, I forget what I did from 21. I forget what I did quickly, but I know I did Crimson Charm-based familiars. So basically what I do whenever I'm looking to level summoning is I look at the Crimson-based familiars in the pouches table on the RuneScape website, and I go with whatever one is the best. So seeing as you're level 21, you'd want to work on Spirit Scorpions right now, which are Crimson based at level 19, which require a pair of Bronze Claws.
Okay, here we go. I'm looking at the RuneScape wiki, which has helpful tips on leveling summoning, and if you want to minimize the cost, as in less spirit shards used, from 18 to 40, you should use granite crab pouches, which require gold charms and iron ore. Or if you want to minimize the number of charms, from 19 to 25, you should make spirit scorpion pouches,
see,
as Shane said, and then 25 to 36, spirit card. Basically, if you put, I'll give you the link, Shane, if you put this in with the notes.
Okay.
That will be helpful. Anyway, last bit of the question. P.S. Shane, what exactly do you find interesting in Star Trek? It looks like a... What word is that?
I don't know.
God, he started himself. That could be any number of bad words.
Yeah.
Anyway, it looks like a crappy... I'm going to guess it's crappy. Nah, probably wouldn't be. But anyway, what do you find interesting in Star Trek? It looks like a rubbish TV show from the 60s and Star Wars is clearly superior.
Anybody
with two brain cells knows that is correct.
Sir, the reason you're saying this is because you're watching an old episode of Star Trek before Star Wars was made. Star Wars was made as a response to Star Trek because they wanted the success of Star Trek.
And so, they clearly improved on the original.
No. What you need to do is you need to take a look at one of the modern episodes, Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Voyager. You can't compare those two things. You can't compare something that's in the 60s because their props in the 60s were bad. They used salt shakers for stuff. So just don't use that as a reference point. Thank
Star
you,
Trek
goodbye.
Is bad no matter what decade it was made in.
You do realize I control the editing on this, right?
Yes, you do, but would you really want to plunge yourself into a fascist state where anybody uses anything that isn't towing your line gets cut out? Do you want to make yourself into that, Shane?
Well, they wouldn't know because they wouldn't know it existed in the first place.
I would listen to the update and I would post saying Shane edited these comments from the show.
You never listen to it.
Thank you for the question, Black and Hyde. Next question.
Read it.
Okay, Shane obviously likes the sound of my voice. Would you ever play a part in a Star Trek movie? And what pets do you have? Okay, let's just do the first bit. Would you ever play a part in a Star Trek movie? It depends how much I got paid. Honestly, if they said we'll give you, like, I don't know, £100,000. Or, you know, £1 million. Let's, you know, if we're going to make stuff up, let's at least make that money appealing. If they said, here's £1 million, come and play this Brian Star Wars, then yeah, sure, why not?
Star Trek,
sorry. Yes, that's what I meant to say. I'm sorry, I have this mental condition where when two things are similar, I can only say the better of the two. It's like if somebody asked me, what do you think of Pepsi? And I'd say, well, I don't really think much of Coke. You see, I can't do it. Anyway.
I see. Okay.
I think Shane would jump at the chance to be in a Star Trek movie, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Who would you want to be? Which character?
Oh, I don't know. I'd want my own character.
What? Shane?
No. It'd have to be somebody new. I don't know, but if we're talking recent type of characters, who I would want to be... No, I know what you're thinking. It's not Janeway. No.
I wasn't thinking that, actually.
Oh, okay. I don't know. It'd be a tough choice between Commander Riker and Captain Sisko from Deep Space Nine.
Commander Riker is the guy you used to have in your signature, isn't it?
Yes.
In your avatar, not your signature.
Yeah. And Captain Sisko from Deep Space Nine is the first black captain they had on the TV show.
Was he elected in 2008 by a crushing majority?
No.
We aren't thinking of the same person then.
No.
Anyway, do you want to read the next question?
Yeah. No,
there's more of this. Okay, sorry, my apologies. What pets do you have, if any? I have 3 dogs, 4 cats, 2 birds, 2 lizards, 5 hamsters, a snake, a frog, and a bunch of fish. I never thought that list was going to end. You have too many pets. I said to Shane when he pasted that question to me, I said, does this guy live in a freaking petting zoo or what? Honestly, no offense to you, obviously. I'd quite like to live in a petting zoo.
Would you be an animal or a?
Oh yeah, I would get on my hands and knees in a pen, eat straw, and let people stroke my hair. What do you think?
Why not?
Anyway,
it seems like that's a thing you'd do. Like you'd be like a nice little sheep or something, you know?
A sheep?
Yeah, make your sheep noise.
No shade. You'd be a sheep because you follow what you're told to follow.
But hey,
that's my second shot of the update. That's the thing you do as I think it's funny. But
make a sheep noise.
It's probably slightly better because I've got the onset of a sore throat given to me by my grandmother. Curse you, grandmother.
Oh, so did he ask if we have any pets? Because I don't see a question mark after that.
Oh, come on. You're turning into the Mark Gerhardt. Oh, I didn't see a question mark, so I'm not going to answer the question.
No, as I was just wondering if he wanted us to or not.
Of course he wanted us. Okay. He's not just going to send a question in bragging about the pets he's got. Hey, guys, look at the pet though. He's not like that anyway. Not that I know him. I'm just assuming. Okay. As been publicized on this show before, I have a small green budgie called George.
Who is the RSBNB bird?
The RSBNB bird, yes.
You should bring him on.
He's the sort of bird, when you want him to be quiet, he will be very, very loud. And when you want him to say something, he will be very, very quiet. I think he plays with me lots of the time, because when I'm like, you know, when I come in and I'm, you know, a bit annoyed. And when I'm annoyed, I like quiet. I like everything to be quiet, no noise. You know, I walk in the door and he's going...
Also, he can't say your name? That's too bad.
He can say his name, but you have to sort of listen to it really carefully. Because my grandmother, whenever she's down, talks to the bird a lot. She's a funny.
Okay. I don't have any pets.
Just his sister.
Ah, that's not a pet.
Yeah, she is.
Remember once when you said you were going to throw George out the window?
That was when I was in Berlin, and he was like... at the top of stairs by a window, so it was like really tempting whenever I was annoyed with the bird and I took you out the window because it's right there. Not that I would ever do that animal. I don't
that question protection. Was from Bunny Macaroni. I'm okay. Confused. Does Brad still play RuneScape? Also, question.
No, not full time. Occasionally I log in. I still have membership. My membership still rolls over every month. And every time I see the email, I'm like, oh, I really should cancel that, but I never do. I know I don't play regularly. I log in and then.
I love Treasure Trails, only thing that keeps me sane. What are your opinions about this minigame and also your best rewards? Mine was a page, Zami page 3, and a 3 with a Ceridoman armor top, all in the same one. That's a pretty good clue.
No, he said Zami page 4 with a 3 and a Ceridoman armor all in the same
one. Yeah. So.
I've never had any extensive luck with clues. I got Berets a couple of times. And I also had the best thing I got was pages, but when I used to do Treasure Trails, excuse me, thank you.
Ooh.
Right, when I had when I did Treasure Trails, pages weren't really worth much. They used to go for like maybe 30 to 50k each, so I kept all these pages. And like a couple of months ago, when I sort of was looking to clear my bank out, I sold my pages and I got like 500k for 4 of them. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, what was your best?
The best reward I got was my third age plate legs.
Boo!
And also before I've got ever, remember the Zamorak skirt?
Yes. Oh yeah.
I've also gotten 2 Robin Hood hats.
Two.
Not at the same clue, of course, but yeah, those were my top rewards. Not much god armor. I don't think I've gotten the full set of god armor. If I was to, I've got some of each, but not the full set. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've got. So I don't know. They're fun to do, but after you do like 5 of them and no good items, it becomes sort of a chore. You know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Thank you. I don't know who this question was from because you didn't put a name in your email, so I just have it signed off as unknown.
Unknown.
So, yeah, please, when you sign your name after your email, because sometimes email addresses are cryptic and I don't know what to call you, so please put your name in your email when you send it. Next one.
Do you ever consider doing more than one show a week? I would love that. Oh, God, that would kill me. Also, because I'm into farming... Okay, that's outside. Do we ever consider doing more than one show a week? No, I don't think we'd have enough content to cover more than one show a week.
Like, remember back in the day, originally, when we first started, we were considering doing, like, a general type of news show or something, you know? Like, just some sort
of,
like,
thing. I don't know how well that would work, really.
Like, one thing where we could just, like, let loose and put an explicit tag on it or something and talk about the week's, like, world news stories and stuff, you know?
I don't know if it would garner enough listeners, though. That's reserved.
We're not in the same market for that sort of thing.
Yeah, we do RuneScape. RuneScape is what we know. We have experience and a history with RuneScape.
Yeah. And I think a politics show would be fun, but nobody would listen to that here from our
Airbnb. Nobody would listen to that here. And it would be Shane. You know, the trouble is, whenever I talk about politics with Shane, it makes me look like a liberal. Because Shane is right-wing, and I'm not as... It does, because I'm right-wing, but I'm not as right-wing as Shane. So when Shane says stuff, and I'm like, no, I disagree, it makes me look like a liberal, which I'm not. But I'm just, I'm sort of, I'm probably center right more than right wing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a bit more than center right.
You're right wing.
Okay, next part.
Next part. Because I'm into farming again, I was wondering how much XP do you make from your farming runs? If you haven't, how much XP do you get from your farming runs?
Roughly 60k a day with 5 maples, 5 pineapple, and 1 calquit. That's that farming run. And
that's
then
bad.
If you throw in extra herb runs along the day, each herb run I figure is between 3,000 and 5,000 farming XP with quorums. Obviously more if you use torstals, so something like that. It all adds up in the end, so... I need to get back to doing herb runs because for some odd reason during last week when I was sick, I did lots of herb runs. But now that I'm not sick this week, I haven't done any herb runs. So I got to get back to that. Next one. Next part.
Next part. If you haven't heard, I'm going for 99 runecrafting, Operation Epic. Would you both come to my party in 3 to 4 months? And have you any ideas of what I should do at my party? Thanks, keep up the rage. 3 to 4. If you got 99 runecrafting, I'd come to your party. That's a fairly big.
Yeah, I've never been to a 99 runecrafting party. I'd want to come to that.
So you have 2 confirmed show ups.
As to what
could
to
be
do,
like celebrities.
Now, we're not that famous.
No, you aren't anyway. I am. Everybody loves
no,
me.
No, no. I get people in clan chat say, "Oh my god." A gold star member. In clan chat. Last time I was
there. Yeah, that's because that's because they don't listen to the podcast. If they listen to the podcast, they'd be like, my God, she's an asshole. I like that. Anyway, do you have anything else to do at my party? I don't know what you can do at your party, a level up party, besides you could like go to your hacks afterwards, I guess.
Boring after 20 minutes, I find.
Yeah, the only thing I did at my 99 fishing party was get 99, go and get my... And I actually got 99 right by the guy who sold the skill capes, bought my skill cape, put it on, did the emote, logged off. That's all you can do, really.
You should have embraced it more.
What more could I have done?
Plan a parade route.
A parade? What? So we could have marched through the center of Varric, you know, throwing our salutes.
Yeah.
High old Bradner.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Anyways, keep up the great show.
Frosty Bow.
I like that guy. That's good he does
that. Yeah, he's nice. He's a nice guy.
He lives in Calgary.
Oh, I thought you didn't like people from Calgary.
No, they're fine.
People in the east you don't like.
I don't know. It depends. It depends if you're nice and stuff. If you're from Canada, that's good. If you're rude, I won't like you. But if you're nice, I'll like you. But I might be doing my yearly trip to the mountains this summer, and it's probably going to be part of a day in Calgary. doing some stuff. So
yeah, because you we'll go see. To Washington State in
no,
State
no, no.
State.
We're not going there. We're not going that far this year.
Wow! Every year I've known you, you've gone there.
No, yeah, we're not going that far this year.
Just
so we're saving our energy for something bigger next year. We're not sure what yet, though.
Come to Europe.
Ah, no, stoned. Thank you.
Europe is a very liberal place.
I'd rather go to Australia in our summertime.
Why would you want to go to Australia?
Because it's not Europe. And I just found Europe is always... It just looks too old for me, you know?
Europe, right? Okay, I'll tell you why Europe is better than Australia. Because Europe has a lot of very different places very close together. France,
okay.
Germany, Italy,
okay.
Spain. They're all very different places, but they're all within like 2 hours, hour to 2 hour flight of one another.
I wouldn't mind going to Germany.
Germany's a lovely country. Germany's nice because it's like it has really nice countryside, and it's really everyone's really clean. But it just I think Germany is how England should be. England's like a more dilapidated version of Germany.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't want to come there.
You wouldn't want to go to England. The only place you'd come to England for is possibly the countryside, because we do have
see you.
And no stalker. And London. London's a lovely place. You've got to go to London.
I don't know. I could go on like a whole European tour if we had more European mods. Could go see you. Then I could hop a boat and then go to the Netherlands to see Southrend. Then I could.
And then that's it.
Then I could take a train and go to Frankfurt to see MQ. You know.
I guess so. Does she still live in Frankfurt?
I assume so. Oh, we forgot about Creepy, who's in the
yeah,
south.
Yeah, we could hire a car and go on a road trip.
Yeah.
Around Europe. That sounds like a shitty American comedy movie.
Why don't you do that?
I wanted to do a road trip around America.
What about to the... That sort of goes back to our whole thing of RSBNB meetup, you know?
Now, if I ever had loads of money to blow on a trip, I would love, like, I mean, a lot. I would love to, like, hire a car or a 4x4 and drive with friends, obviously, because if you did it on your own, it'd be boring, from New York down to Florida, probably not right down to Miami, but down to Florida, then from Florida across through Texas to Los Angeles, and probably San Francisco as well, and then from there up to Seattle.
Just so you know,
Seattle,
it's an...
Yeah.
It's an 18-hour drive from Seattle to Los Angeles.
Of course I know it's going to be that long. So I'm not going to do it in 2 days, am I? Then anyway, from Seattle across probably Chicago, then back to New York. I think that'd be fun. You get to see an awful lot of different places.
I'd like to go to Washington, D.C. and Ottawa and
District
London.
Of Columbia.
I don't know.
Like, I'd probably like to go to Capitol Hill in D.C.
Yeah. How do we get on this? I forget.
I have no idea. Anyway, talking about your trip, about Calgary. Anyway, next question. First off, Shane, do you have a hidden love of trains from the choo-choo?
No.
No, he was just trying to emulate my amazingly random, funny meep, which he didn't do well. So you don't have
trains
a love
are
of trains.
Better than cars.
Trains aren't better than Roadrunner. Meep, meep.
Okay.
Anyway, second, Brad, if Cheese Snake wins Skill of the Month, how fast do we get 99 cooking? Okay, this isn't the deal, right? I don't know, you've obviously got a bit confused. If Adiv wins Skill of the Month, I have to get 99 cooking. That was the deal, and as of today, 19th of February, 21:36, GMT, Cheese Snake is still in the lead by, oh my god, 108,000 experience. Okay, first time in my life I'm rooting for New Zealand to actually win something, because I really don't want to get 99 cooking. And even if he doesn't win and Adiv does win, which it looks like it's only going to be one of those two since they're X-Blades and Shane are sort of bringing up the rear. Anyway, if he does win and I have to get 99 cooking, it probably will take me a while because I don't have as much time to play games as I did. I'm busier now than I was when I made the rash promise to get 99 fishing. So even though I'm 92 cooking already, 94 I think.
You could just buy a whole load of sharks, you know, and just cook those.
Yeah, I probably would buy a whole load of sharks and cook it, but it would still probably take me a long time. Anyway, third question. Shane, have you forgotten about Operation Mustard Sky, seeing that Kelsey is destroying you and Chiefy? And last... Okay, fine. Obviously, I think Chief Snake's probably distracted with the farming.
No, he was distracted with something else that we can't talk about right now, but that should be wrapping up soon. He said by the end of the month he'll be getting underway again, and I'll be getting underway again, too, by the end of the month. I've been working on... I haven't been working on anything. I was sick, but... yeah, definitely expect to see things pick up again in March with the same rate of XP gain.
It's a slow, slow race. And once again, anytime Operation Mustard Sky is mentioned, I must say my tagline, it is awfully ironic that no matter who wins, you will still all be losers.
That's not nice.
I know, I'm not nice. And lastly...
You know, Kelsey listens to the show.
Does she really? I'm sorry, yeah. Please don't hurt me. I didn't realize, I didn't think Chief Snake listened to it, I didn't think you listened to it. I thought I was just insulting Shane. I have no beef with you, please don't hurt me. Anyway, lastly, keep up the great show. That question, those questions were from Tim, a.k.a. MLI, something, something, something.
Thank you. Brad, nearly 100 episodes later, do you still want to be a princess? And no, Shane, choo-choo. For you, love Earth.
No, choo-choo for you, love Earth. 100 episodes later, do we still want to be a princess? No, I don't.
Do your princess voice. Does...
Oh, do you want me to do it?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do it on one condition. You promised me it won't get put in the clip show for this year.
Okay.
It will anyway, but I'll still do it. I want to be a princess! Is that what you wanted?
Yes.
Are you happy now?
Yes.
You can call this episode "I Want to Be a Princess" because
no, we already used that title.
Already used as a title. Well, you know, you could "I Want to Be a Princess" Reloaded.
That's not good enough.
There we go.
Next one,
Shane. What do you think will happen to RuneScape after MechScape is released? And that question is from Nicotron.
Well, I don't know. That's one thing that came up in the questions topic from Mark and Andrew, but. Oops, they've all said in the past that their RuneScape and MechScape and FunOrb are all headed by different development teams, so therefore there won't be any problems or disruptions to RuneScape because the content team and the management team is different than the RuneScape content and management team.
Yeah, it's so sort of... Because Blizzard currently working on like an unannounced new MMO project that is apparently nothing to do... That is nothing to do with any of their previous franchises and like a completely new direction for them. And a lot of sort of... One of the former lead designer of World of Warcraft's working on it. And they always say, you know, that we'll still... You know, World of Warcraft will still have the same amount of developers as it always did. But you think it probably will be a popularity sort of thing if... I think it will probably take a MechScape will probably take a fair number of players away from RuneScape, if it's good, which it should be.
Good. Next one.
What do you think of the CEO's 10 good ideas to every single question? You can't possibly pursue every just what Shane said earlier. Every single idea in the question is also okay. So we pretty much answered that question earlier.
Yeah.
We think it's stupid. Also, what do you think about the question about Jagex possibly bringing out a way to play RuneScape on your console?
I think it would be a great thing to do because they said they are looking into one of the consoles, but they won't say which one.
I hope it's an Xbox 360.
Me too. But if it was PS3, I'd probably still buy a PS3.
I think thought about this question beforehand when I saw it. I think RuneScape would probably port to a console better than most MMOs because RuneScape primarily relies on point and click, doesn't it?
Yeah. So oh, that's the Wii.
No, I don't think so.
But the Wii is the only thing that has like the real kind of point and click type of thing.
I can see it, but I don't think they port it to the Wii somehow. They might do. I don't know.
But the Wii. But then again, the Wii has bad online capability.
Yeah, and back to my original point. I think because it's simply a point and click game, it probably could. Port quite well to any console, like you know the Xbox 360 controller, which I'm holding in my hand now.
You could have the pad.
Well, I'd imagine you could have the pads for movement. Maybe you could have the left pad would move your character. The right pad might control the camera, and you could sort of have maybe the A button would be you know, to select something when you walk up it, and then you could use the pad to select the option and then A to put it. And you could maybe hold down the right trigger to run. There's certainly plenty of ways RuneScape would work on a console, I think.
As long as they don't use the D-pad, because I hate the D-pad on the Xbox controllers.
Well, obviously, if they were to put it on a console, they would have to have customizable controls.
Yeah.
But so, it could work. I can see it working. More than a game like World of Warcraft, because a game like World of Warcraft and a lot of other big MMOs have a lot of keybinds and a lot of keyboard commands.
That,
and you
can
see them working on a console.
I don't see how a RTS strategy game would work with a console.
Yeah, it would be difficult. Some games you really need a mouse to play.
And keyboard. I don't know. I still prefer the keyboard and mouse for input.
But it certainly would be interesting if they're able to pull through with Peter console.
Okay, anyway. And his closing remark?
Thanks, the show's awesome, and I've only blended Pepsi cheese and Pepsi together twice. Now I eat them all separately. Only eat them separately. Question is from Power Crazy.
That's a rather disgusting mixture.
Yes, as we pointed out last week.
Shane and Brad
last
out,
question.
I'm reading it. Out you of all it. The God Wars dungeon bosses, which is your favorite? Keep with the great show, Overlord. 621.
Bandos, because he has the nicest name.
Okay. As for me, for one to fight, that's nice and simple. Once you fight it once, Armadale, all you need is about 4 to 5 people, and you can stay there for a long, long time. So, I don't know. I say Armadale for me. But I like fighting my spiritual mages in the Ceridoman encampment. If we're counting the general areas, I say Ceridoman. But for a specific boss, I say Armadale. Thank you. That's it for questions this week. Moving on to some tech news. That's not a time for Brad to go to sleep because it's something he should know about. Well, I think, didn't we have a talk about this on MSN?
What, Facebook's term of service?
Yeah.
No,
reacting to an online swell of suspicion about changes to Facebook's terms of service, the company's chief executive moved to reassure users on Monday that the users, not the website, own and control their information. The reason this is all coming up is because Facebook updated their terms of service to say that anything you basically submit to Facebook becomes the property of Facebook for all eternity, no matter whether or not you delete it or not from your profile. So, that got lots of people upset. But I don't see what the big deal is, because technically anything you put online is like that, because with the perpetual nature of Google, once it gets sucked up by the search engine, there's nothing you can do about it. So I don't see what people were complaining about. But they did change
the
pressure yesterday, and they reverted it back to their old terms of service.
I think the only reason they did that was because such a crap storm had been kicked up about
One media thing picks it up, and they all go at it like it's the end of the world, you know, but that's not really
It's really a nothing story. I mean, if I'm correct, the only change that was made was that originally, you know, and they changed it to say that it would become Facebook's property, any pictures or anything you put on there, even after you deleted your site. That was changed from it being their property while you still had an account. So as long as you still have an account there, they have ownership of anything you post.
Yeah, that's right.
The only difference is if you delete it, you can escape it, I suppose.
That's the thing that happens with our content submissions, too. Once you submit them, it becomes property of RSBNB, and we can do whatever we want with it once it's posted in that submissions forum.
That's a bit different. But,
but we need to do that for reasons to make sure people don't write a guide and go submit it multiple places, you know? So,
yeah.
Anyway, yes. So, if you're on Facebook, rejoice, but there's nothing to worry about in the first place. Moving on, Cuba declares war on Windows. In an effort to rid every computer in the country of the American-designed OS, the Cuban government has banned the software and created its own Linux-based operating system. Communist country 90 miles off the coast of Florida calls the Linux OS Nova, and the government considers it an integral piece in the fight against U.S. hegemony in Cuba. Shown at a Havana conference dedicated to technological sovereignty, the goal is to have Nova replace Windows on all computers across the island. So, what do you think? We actually talked about this last night in a mod convo that you missed that lasted for about 3 hours.
Yeah, and what were the opinions thrown about there?
They we all laughed at it.
Well, yeah, it is a fairly stupid thing to do, really. I mean, it's not like, you know, how... it's just stupid on so many levels. How an operating system is a symbol of American totalitarianism, yeah. I'm not quite sure, but...
Yeah, but, you know, that's one thing I do sort of admire, is that with, like, not Cuba, I'm not saying this is a good thing that Cuba did this, but that's a good
thing
about the Linux...
admires Cuba.
No. It's a good thing about the Linux kernel that anybody can take it and make their own operating system on top of it, you know? That's something I really like, so... Like, it's a good idea in theory, but the reasoning behind why Cuba's doing it is just plain stupid. But maybe I should be using Linux, because last night I reinstalled XP on the computer I used to edit the show, and it took a good 2 hours. And it's just really annoying. Wish I had a Mac to do that. Anyways, yes. 2009 piracy, watchlist names, unusual sus names, usual suspects, including Canada. Yeah. Anyways, but basically, I'm not going to read this whole thing. You guys can read this for yourself in the story, but basically, every year, the RIAA and similar organizations put together a list of countries to be on the watch list, and of course, Canada's on the top, along with Russia and China.
The RIAA.
Yeah, I don't know. I was hoping that's something we'd see different in the Obama administration, that he wouldn't be, or his government wouldn't be so open towards, like, these kind of lobbyists, you know?
Any government's going to be open to lobbyists to a degree.
I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
No. Well...
It's like all these Ron Paulites who, you know... it would be different if Ron Paul was president. You know nothing about politics.
So, yeah, Canada getting targeted for some unknown reason. I don't know why, but anyways, yeah, that's the story on that.
Blame Canada. It isn't even a real country anyway.
Yes, we are. See, that's what I don't like about those kind of, like, Family Guy and South Park kind of things. They make comic
what,
jokes.
Satire?
Out of things that aren't
you don't
even
like
funny.
Satire?
No, I don't.
Why not?
I only like things that are funny if they appear to be naturally funny.
What is naturally funny to you?
Something that, like a plant, that like a tree that grew into a weird shape.
A plant. Shane laughs to plant.
Yeah. Anyways, that's it for tech news. Moving on to some other things. RSBNB Informer is we pumped out articles this week. We got an article on a rented Xbox game called Dead Space, and Alex has another one of his Treasure Trail type articles, and last week we had something on Soul Wars and Routers for Beginners, which is my fantastic article that everyone should read. Anyway, so that's it at informer.rsbnb.com. Check it out. The RSBNB events will be posted this weekend, so be sure to watch the forum space for that at forums.rsbnb.com. And finally, I'm here to remind you to take our survey at update.rsbnb.com/survey. Do you have anything on either of those, Brad?
Nope.
Okay. So with that said, do you have a... Oh, I was going to end the show, but what have you been doing?
Not much.
So tell us what you've been up to.
Not much.
Come on, I know you've been doing stuff.
Not much.
Okay, not much then.
I've been to the gym.
Okay, how's that going?
Yeah, fine.
That's good.
I'm reasonably unfit, not terribly unfit. But,
but you can still run farther than people, or what?
Farther than people like what?
Like large people, you know?
Well, yeah, fat people, of course. Fat people can't run. Shane, just... What have you been doing?
I've been working on the farming, obviously. I've been doing some studying, because this week is called Reading Week for some absurd reason. I don't know why they call it that, but it's basically a week off in the middle of the term that you're supposed to use for studying, but no one does that. People take trips to, like, Mexico and stuff, so... But, yeah, and I've been helping... with some various site projects that you guys will be seeing soonish. But anyways, that's about it. Unless you have anything else?
Nothing else.
Okay, so in that case, RSVP update 192 is done. See everyone.
Goodbye, everybody.